This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hooray. I'm done with my effing taxes.
Yay. Congratulations.
F you, Uncle Sam. And Mike?
Yes.
This is for you.
Right. Ah, yeah, that's how you do that. Two men side by side.
Ah. Ah. Yeah, that's what he does.
That's a long saver.
Ah.
Yeah, that's
how you do that.
It's not too annoying, is it? Going with this song.
I should make that
yeah. Paul Schaefer from the Letterman Show.
It's a party without the
That's great. Okay, where's the dumb part about us? Here we go.
Driving home with Dawn and Mike. We make my day more bright.
Thank you, Paul.
No matter if my wife's at home.
Wow. You got to know that that's a sound we've been searching for.
Yes.
Now, we're all friends. We're all, I'm talking about us here in the room now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're all men.
Right.
What, Rob?
I'm not a friend.
Well, you weren't in the room.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks. Very true.
Okay. So, we're all friends.
Yes.
Sometimes, during the news, when Buzz says something and there is an awkward silence, you know what I mean? When you're like doing your neck stepping or when you're making your point and when we've really gotten on your nerves and it doesn't happen as often as it used to.
True.
But there are a lot of times that we know that we're pissing you off.
Oh, no.
And, well, no, come on.
Well, I'll listen to what you have to say.
And you fight back. And good for you. That's what we encourage you to do is to just, no matter what we're doing.
Right.
Push ahead.
Forge ahead.
And get the story in.
Right.
And sometimes when we get done with these little mini skirmishes that we have during the news, and skirmishes is too harsh a word.
I believe so, yes.
You know, whatever it is that we're doing, there's like just a beat of silence.
I love tiff.
We're having a tiff.
A tiff. A tiff would be
even that's
too
a little
strong. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Brannigan.
Anyway, there's a sound that Paul Schaefer makes. When Letterman tells a joke that, and again, this is not about your content,
right?
But it's a sound we've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
When Letterman tells a joke that just kind of does the brrr,
right?
You know, Schaefer goes really heavy on that.
Fake laugh. Thing.
And Mike has kind of worked it into the news a little bit, but we've never had the opportunity where there's been one of those really the behind the scenes that no one would notice awkward moments where we all get done and we look at you like, hey, that's right, we're talking, and you look at us like, yeah, but that's right, I got the news in during that one microsecond. It would be perfect. I've said this to Rob, that I've taken the headset off and said that would have been a perfect spot to have the So, like, for 3 weeks, we've been taping Letterman.
Right.
Because I said,
Waiting. He
does it every night. I said, you can't watch Letterman and not see Paul Schaefer do this.
He always covers an awkward moment with it.
Well, it's been 3 weeks of Letterman shows, including reruns.
Right.
And finally, we got it. So now, Buzz, at some point during an upcoming news.
Right.
Something for you to look forward to.
Oh, yes.
Certainly not today.
Uh-huh.
We won't throw this on you today.
Maybe
we'll
not.
Wait until something really happens. When there's just, or I know what it is.
What?
Or if it's, when you're making one of, and you are quite good at this, at making your little turnaround jokes about, you know, when you're saying something.
Plays on words.
That's right, and you really mean something else. That's probably where you're going to hear it the most.
Okay, well, I'll be interested to hear that.
You know, it's like when Buzz would go, and that's why George Bush is a genius. That's where we've been looking for, because when you say something like that, everybody knows, of course, you don't mean that Bush is a genius.
And how do you respond to that, really, other than with that?
That's how you do that. So there you go, Buzz.
Now the models are coming out.
Thank you for being on the show.
Bring on the models.
Oh, look at
Look at that. Look at that. Rupert G.
So we finally have the sound.
Ah.
And you know us. We won't run it into the ground too much.
Not at all.
Okay,
I really haven't noticed any awkward moments, but if one occurs...
Now, see, I shouldn't even have said that, because now you're going to be thinking that there were awkward moments.
But congratulations, Buzz. You have won a tray of meat. We're going to present you with a tray of meat.
Know your cuts of meat.
I thought I'd get the fanfare.
Oh,
there.
Oh.
Buzz, here's your tray of meat.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
And you know, we can steal that too. Yeah. When we bring anybody in, like when we bring Jessica in,
it'll certainly come into play at other times besides during your news show.
Wonderful. Glad you finally got it.
But, we've been looking for it for a while.
3 weeks you were trolling.
And on the side, mm-hmm. and you noticed this as well, right. Mike would throw it in occasionally.
Yeah.
Mike would
do that.
Sure.
Very well.
So we finally, we got it.
We have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, you know, in a way, it's part of the CBS family.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
It's stealing from your cousin.
Okay, there it is.
Don?
Yes, Mike?
I'd like to congratulate you on picking that sound effect and finally getting it in here. Got a little something for you that I decided to bring in right now. This is all for you, Don. It's a tray of peeps.
Yeah. You're having your own little Letterman fantasy right now. You know, now you're like Buzz.
You're living in my world now.
I know. Thank you.
Two tickets to Trattoria Dell'Arte.
Okay. All right.
And you remember that because we ate there, and he gave away that on Letterman. And we ate there when we used to eat there good when we were in New York.
Mm-hmm. We used to eat there good.
We used to eat there lots of good.
Mm-hmm. So, hi, everybody. and this is it. This is the show. And the taxes are done. God damn, finally the taxes are done.
Tis the season.
What a pain in the ass.
I don't know if mine are done.
I had a wonderful argument with my son today. What, Rob? Listen, Mr. Martling.
Yeah.
What a Jackie the Joke Man right for you, man.
When you've got a real piece of solid gold like this, and I know you love leaving your golden tickets all around the studio.
and
quite often,
what did he give you?
Mike is very adept at either taking what you say and using it or tossing it.
Right. I will totally ignore but occasionally, Rob, you will still give one to me I have to stop and do what Don's doing right now. I can't wait to hear what
I'm
it is.
In the middle of talking about something totally different.
I wrote it as fast as I could.
You know, and he comes up and he sticks it on the board right in front of me like, here you go, okay, ready? Get ready, turn on the funny button.
He will never sacrifice his content for the timing of the show.
No.
He won't. If it affects the actual line, he will not write anything down. He will take the time to write it the way he thinks it should be written.
So we've already moved on.
Right.
Talking about taxes, trying to segue into something else here.
I can't wait now.
Fight with my kid. And he steps up and he goes, so here it is. Say, Mike.
Yeah, Don. Yes, Don.
With Easter approaching, here's a shout out to all my peeps.
Ah!
You know something? That was a good line. That was really good. I congratulate you, Rob. I really congratulate you.
Oh, F you, Mike.
No, I want to give Rob a plate of meat. Rob, this is for you. That was
okay.
Another day of writing great comedy. I'm sorry.
Now we've got something that Mike likes running into the ground.
I thought, really, that fanfare and the Paul Shaver were two, simultaneously going on. I didn't realize they were separate.
There it is, dry for you.
Any way you like.
Absolutely dry.
So you were saying that you had a fight with your son.
I don't know what
I said. Taxes are done.
Yes, I was.
Taxes are done. Fight with the son.
That's it.
Tell you about that later.
Okay.
You know what we should actually start with, and dangerous to start with this because we've not actually opened the show. We've not even taken a phone call.
Yeah.
We've not done the laughing place or anything.
We're not open yet.
We have a lot of stuff. Hey, thank you, Buzz.
Yeah.
We're not open yet.
That was good.
I haven't turned around the sign.
That was good. We've got so much stuff we have to give away today. For instance, congratulations. You have won a pair of tickets to the sold-out Billy Joel concert. tomorrow at the Verizon Center in D.C.
Oh, it's the Verizon Center.
It used to be the MCI Center.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they're sold out to Billy Joel. You know, so they tell me this is a big prize. We have a lot of big prizes to give away today. We have plus $100 tonight at the show. Tickets courtesy of Tickets Now, from baseball to Broadway. Tickets Now is the premium event ticket you're looking for. TicketsNow.com, the power of in.
If you Catholic girls started looking for those tickets, you know, you're too late.
Too late.
Much too late.
I tell you, when I worked in Providence, when that song was out, Only the Good Die Young, the station was so goddamn uptight. It was a top 40 station.
Right.
WPRO, Pro FM, 92 Pro FM. And that was another thing about the station. I told you that. The rule was 92 Pro FM, and then whatever you said, and then you had to say 92 Pro FM again.
Legendary radio station in New England.
So it's ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Catholic girl starred much too late. Well, they decided that the song was a hit, but they couldn't play that line because that one line,
the Catholic population in Providence,
was offensive. Now they didn't ask anybody, and as a matter of fact, the guy that was running the place was Gary Berkowitz.
Right.
So what he knows about, you know, the Catholic religion, you know, it's beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
But still, so what's funny is you have a room full of Jews sitting around this giant console way back in the 80s in the late 70s actually, before digital technology, actually trying to figure out what's the part of the song that really is not good. So they figure out that the part is Catholic girls start much too late. That's the part. So Berkowitz and the other guy are sitting in there. They're trying to figure this out. And I'm walking in and out of the room.
Really the lyric of the entire song, if you ask me. I mean, really. I mean, you take that out, you've destroyed the song.
Yeah. And what they ended up doing was taking, I don't remember which one it is, they took some other line from some other part in the song.
And chopped it in there
and
moved it in its place.
Very awkwardly made an edit that we played on the air. And it was like, come on, come on, you're out too late. Whoa, yeah. And it was like a train. You brought attention to the fact that you took a line out of the song.
Probably took it out because of those friends of ours up there that you had to deal with too all the time.
Oh, listen,
Providence,
Rhode Island, the great mafia city.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of very heavy Italian Catholic population.
I told you, when I got hired to that, it's like 1978.
Wow.
They said to me at the time, the salary for doing the show is, I think, like $125 a week.
Right.
I said, well, you know, I was making like $250 a week at the time. I said, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no. You do personal appearances. What is this? I said, you do billboards. I'm like, what? I don't understand any of this.
Please explain.
So they flew me in, and as it turns out, this is the honest to God's truth, that they had to deal with the mobsters in Providence. And what you would do on your show, on your DJ show, at some point during the show, you would mention, for instance, I'll use your joint, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, hey, hi, Pro FM, everybody. This is Don, and I've got some more music coming up. And, hey, my billboard is going out to my good friends at O'Mara's in Manassas. Thank you for listening to 92 Pro FM. It is my personality billboard.
Ah.
And so what you had to do is you had to work this into your show a couple of times a week.
Okay. Right.
And then what you
do, each disc jockey you had one? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
did you have your specific guy that you had to mention?
Yes. And what you did was, it was actually, it was like a rewards program, depending on how hard you wanted to work.
Right. Uh-huh.
That what you did was, and I remember what they did. They took me to this place right by the Providence Civic Center. Providence is just an S-hole of a town.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing but just concrete, gray concrete everywhere.
Right.
Impossible to pick one building out from the next.
Right.
But I remember they bring me downtown, and we go into this club, Numbnuts, whatever the club is. And some, like, Joe Pesci guy comes out. And he's like, hey, how are you? You know, and Berkowitz is sitting there, and he says, this is our brand-new disc jockey, Don Geronimo. He's fantastic. He's going to be doing the afternoon show. He's going to be doing your billboards. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be doing your billboard. And the guy gives me an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the envelope is $50.
Right. Nice.
And then they say to me, as I'm leaving, I go, what was that? Berkowitz says, open the envelope. I open the envelope. It's $50. He says, you come down every 2 weeks, and they give you that envelope. See, you're really making $200. And $25 a week, not $125 a week, or whatever it was. You know, you're really making an extra $100 a month. And he says, here's the good part. Once you get to know Vito, or whatever this guy's name was, and you meet some other people, the more of these that you get,
opportunities,
it's unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
You can do as many as you want. He says to me, Jimmy Delgado, who works on Pro AM, the guy that they had an AM station that was like News Talk, said, He's got 15 of them. So seriously,
right.
And what did I know? Like, this is 1978, so I am 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm driving around in Providence during the afternoon based on recommendations that I've got from other disc jockeys. Like I said to Howard Hoffman, one of my friends, hey, do you know of any billboards? I really need some money coming up. He said, oh, you could go talk to this guy down at Ziggy's.
Right.
So I was like, I would go into a bar, and back then I wasn't a drinker. I would go into a bar, and I would, you know, imagine me, you know, like wearing like a satin Bee Gees jacket, of course, because right? That's the look that I was into. Going in, sitting down, I got my goddamn David Cassidy hair and my big, gigantic glasses.
Right.
And I'm just sitting down and going, Howard said that I should ask for somebody here. And a guy would come over, and you would meet him, and if he liked you, and you said, hey, I do billboards for Numb Nuts. And he said, yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll listen to your show. Yeah, you're nice. Come on back next week.
Bingo. And then you throw it in there and go back, right?
Yeah, and that's all you had to do. And it really, looking back on it, and I've talked about it with the guys that work there, the mobsters, and I use that word loosely, these businessmen.
We don't know.
Right.
I don't know what was being done, really, for them to give disc jockeys money.
Yeah.
Because I know
you didn't
that,
do
for God's sakes, one or two mentions on a radio show was nothing. Right. But it was something that was condoned by the company.
Right.
Or at least condoned by local management.
It was obviously how they supplemented you guys and how they got talent to come into the radio station.
Yeah, right. I mean, they...
I'd never heard of it before.
They had a staff full of disc jockeys, all of us making nobody more than $150 a week. But everybody was happy,
sure, right.
and making lots of dough.
And if a guy like had a million of them, he could, he could do as many as he wanted.
You know, you would get your collection going.
How did the sales staff respond to that? Were they in the
loop at all?
No,
because you're really kind of getting in the way of their
going around
their
stuff. Yeah,
I mean, you'd never see that happen on a radio station today.
No. I don't think that any of the, you know, some of them may have been actual paying clients, but this was more, you know, and again, I don't know what was going on.
We don't know why.
I didn't have to do anything. I naively thought it was bragging rights. You know, that these guys just wanted to hear the name of their business on the radio.
Right,
right.
You know, and then one night somebody said to me at some party or something, you know, why do you think you get to read those, you know, and you're making like an extra $150 a week? And I'm like, you know, duh, Pollyanna. Well, because, you know, this is a swell radio station. You know, everybody likes All Hit Power 92.
It's a good spot.
So I'm not really sure what was going on back then at 92 Pro FM.
Money laundering problem.
And here's the other thing. FM, PRO FM. Okay? There's an AM station, WPRO. Then there's the station I worked on, the FM station, the Top 40 station.
Right.
Berserkowitz, Gary Berserkowitz, the program director, the rad bastard, he was so convinced that people would not give credit in the ratings for listening to the FM station, that besides this insane rule of saying pro FM every other word, you had to say FM, PRO, FM.
So you make sure that the FM station got the credit.
Yeah,
right?
So you say that at the beginning of every sentence and at the end of it, every sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're sitting down trying to talk to the guy saying, wait, you know, you're giving me 15 seconds to talk, and it's going to take me 5 seconds to identify FM, PRO, FM. And he would say, yes, exactly.
Your problem.
For him, that's a perfect break.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned that before. You know, he's one of those guys, FM, PRO, FM. Yeah, here's Kiss. FM, PRO, FM. You know, you would get a call on the hotline, and he would say, that was great.
Hey, control freak.
That was great. You didn't say anything, and you sold the station.
Sure, it was him, not you.
Right.
But listen, the talk rules were all able to be violated if you were doing a personality billboard.
Really?
Sure.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And the station had like a jive little disco bed. And what would happen is,
let's
say
hi to our personality billboard.
Yeah, you just go, you know, hey, it's Tuesday night, and here you go. It's a meatloaf, it's 822. Hey, it's my personality billboard. Have you been down to O'Mara's in Manassas?
Now, you would, and so would you just mention the business, or
that's
would you, like,
do.
Go on about
no,
it?
No, wow. You just mention it.
That is hysterical.
And then...
And it was all on your own. You could do it whenever you wanted?
But here's the thing. Yes, you could. And you networked then with other guys, for instance... I remember the guys' names. It was Big John Bina and Howard Hoffman. These guys controlled a lot of the personality billboards. For instance, with Howard Hoffman, who I lived with for a while when I was up there. Yeah, that's right. We were big
homo.
We were big faggots.
Brokeback disc jockeys.
He had so many of these things that he actually said to me, I'll cut you in for 25% if you do my collections. If you go down to like these four or five bars that I can't make it down to.
Uh-huh.
So And I made side deals with him and side deals with Big John Bina.
Wow.
And eventually had so many that I had, like, I sublet some of mine out to,
wow,
to Giovanni and to Terry O'Brien.
Giovanni.
You were a good earner.
I remember all these names. So it was,
guys are like the Sopranos going
but, I mean,
around.
It was small potatoes, but yeah, we were all in on it. And at some point, really, you would get so wow many of them that it would be, and here's the point.
Do you remember the best you ever did during a week?
I think like maybe $300.
Okay.
Because what you, nice, for instance, when you said, how would you do it? You'd get on, you'd go, hey, Pro FM is Don. Here's my personality billboards, blah, 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 blah. O'Meara say, and don't forget, Howard Hoffman, who is on every night right after me. Howard's got some personality billboards as well. And if I would read his,
uh-huh,
then I would go down to his place. See, because the thing is, not only did you have to go pick up the money, it was his. What he would say to the guy.
Uh-huh.
Like Howard Hoffman, what he would say to the guy at the club is, I'm too busy to come pick up the money, but I love you, and you're my man, and I love you so much that there's another disc jockey now that you're going to love. He's going to mention you as much as I'm going to mention you, and he's going to pick up the money now. So you're only going to see me like three times a week, or three times a month, whatever it is. You know, it was only after I left there that somebody said to me, seriously, you ever wonder like what kind of drugs or yeah, black market guns or whatever was going through
well,
these?
Well, did you get any information that would have
no
indicated
was,
to you?
It was just one of the, it was the only reason that people went to work at Pro FM. Pro FM had a reputation of being one of the top 40 stations in America.
Right. Well, you, I think it probably had something to do with the. It didn't have anything to do with music, right?
Yeah, because they had really, even though the program director was a dick and hated for disc jockeys to talk, they would hire exceptional DJs, mm-hmm, and the DJs would all come, and they would say, "Well, how could you know?" The station got the reputation of being a powerhouse, and people thinking all these great disc jockeys go to work there, and the place sounds great. And nobody knew that everybody working there is making $125 a week.
That's clever. Who was the best? Who was the guy that made the most? Was it Howard Hoffman?
No, it was Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Giovanni, who I think actually might still be at Pro FM.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, Rob?
Yes.
Maybe still doing the billboards.
Why? You know what? I think I even know. Oh, God, I don't remember what the area code for Providence is. Why did you find the number for Pro FM?
In Providence, Rhode Island.
And see if Giovanni is there.
But I liked your example, the way you were doing it. So there you go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Mike's just giving you an envelope.
An envelope for Mike. With look at that. Who is that?
It's time for your personality billboard.
That's the $20 president. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Truly, you know, you were using, you know, my joint as an example, and I appreciate
thanks
that.
Look around, Cafe.
That's how you used to work back in the good old days.
Come back next week.
Well, if we can find this cat, if he's around the station, you know, because I think he's the one guy that still works there.
I even wondered if it was maybe some kind of coded message to somebody. I mean, the fact that you did the billboard was maybe a signal to somebody else to conduct some kind of business.
I remember when Berserkowitz flew me in for the interview, and after telling me about the money, said that, like, I was supposed to know what it is. Said, yeah, it's $125 a week, but really, you're going to make at least double that with your personality billboards.
So that's how he was able to keep an air staff for probably like a third of what an air staff would normally cost in a major market.
That's
absolutely
smart.
All right. God damn, we really should break here so that we're not screwed later in the show. And we didn't even talk about the contest thing with the Billy Joel thing.
Right.
I read that, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, here's what we're looking to do.
Congratulations.
We're looking to give away a pair of tickets to go see Billy Joel here in D.C. tomorrow night. Pro FM Giovanni. Does he still work there?
Yeah, John said he does morning, so he's probably not there now. He is there.
I tell you what, why don't you call? Hold on. I got too many things going on at once here. Too many things going on at once. The Billy Joel tickets.
Yes.
We already read the slug for that, right? So we're good to give those away? Okay. Just dial recklessly. We'll play a game later.
Okay.
Caller 100 right now.
Caller 100, we're going to give away the tickets?
Yeah, we'll play a game later for the other prize.
Oh.
So if you want to go to Billy Joel, you know, dial recklessly, you animals, right now at 877-365-3636.
This is a chance to see him. You never know when he's like going to wrap his, you know, car around a tree or right, something like that. So this is a good chance to go see him before he does that again.
I think he's like Cher. Mm-hmm. I think that he's one of these guys that's never going to go away. I just read that
she still puts on a great show.
I just read that she's doing, like, another comeback.
No.
She's doing Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. She's taking over for Celine Dion.
She said she wouldn't.
Yeah, well, she Buzz, here's a shock. Uh-huh. She's a woman, and she lied.
Yeah, that's how you do that. I don't know, Don.
Ain't that something? Ain't that a kick in the pants?
Okay, hold on.
1410. 4200. Same number.
Wow. Been there for a million years.
Same number. Now, let's see. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Now, everybody. Ask for Giovanni or Tony Bristol.
Okay.
I think those are two guys who might have worked there. When I worked there.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Some guy named Vito.
Medical associate. Medical associate.
Sorry, you got the wrong number. What are you doing? You had the wrong number?
Oh, hey, Tony?
Yeah.
Tony or James Gandolfini?
Yeah, what do you want? Which you want?
You know, I've got a tape somewhere here. Let me find it. Of James Gandolfini talking about how he was surprised to get the role of Tony.
And he's being James.
No, but he really is. Listen how right on this is to the thing that you've been doing on our show for 5 years. Listen to this. Really, now listen.
I got the script, and I remember reading it, and I was laughing out loud. And I said, there's no way I will be able to do this. I mean, I've said that before. I really thought that they would pick someone, you know, different than I. You know, just be a little more leading man type, basically. And actually, one of the auditions... Halfway through or in the middle of it, I said, no, I'm not doing this right. I'm not doing this right. I didn't prepare for this right. I'm not doing it right, and I don't want to do it anymore. And I want to come back and do it for you again. And they said, oh, okay. And they let me leave and let me redo it and come back.
I'm not doing this right.
Just like the thing you do.
This is more of a leading man type of role. I did it before, and then I came back and I did it again.
Hey, what's the deal with the 92 PRO?
Giovanni, he's a gone today already.
He's a gone?
He's a good boy. He's a down at the saloon.
What about the other boy?
Tony Bristol, I left him a foot message on his voicemail. I'll try again in a few minutes.
All right, well, if we get those guys, we get those guys.
No, Giovanni. I'm a sad clown.
Because, you know, maybe one of those guys that actually still works at the station could help explain the entire concept of the personality billboard.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've explained it well. I'd just like to know if anybody has any more insight into it as to, you know, maybe if there's something more to it.
Oh, here we go. Time for caller 100. And it's you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's your name? Any idea?
Yes, I do. It's Mike Prime.
Mike, where are you from?
Well, Fairfax.
Beautiful. So, D.C.?
Perfect. Yep.
Okay, good. Congratulations for you. Two tickets to the sold-out Billy Joel concert tomorrow night at the Verizon Center in D.C. TicketsNow.com. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much, Dynamite.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Hold on just a moment.
Indubitably.
A happy winter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Possibly.
And don't forget, with Easter approaching, here's a shout-out to all my peeps.
That prepared comedy was brought to you by Spiewak Enterprises.
Thank you, Jackie.
That's still great.
All right, so we got a break, and we'll come back and actually start the show.
Good.
I do want to just kind of get this stuff about this fight I had with my kid today out of my system, because it's tax-related, and it's just one of those things. Anybody that has a child who's really no longer a child, he's a man boy now. Mm-hmm. He's a boy man. He's 21, and of course he thinks he knows everything everything.
Right.
And today was the wrong day. He and I have a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Before Free to Die, but even more so now.
Mm-hmm.
But today's the day. Goddamn, he got a piece of me like he's not gotten a piece of me since before he moved out of the house.
Okay.
I mean, and it had to do with taxes.
Well, discipline maybe?
Well, no, not really. It was just... I don't appreciate getting financial advice from a 21-year-old kid who is overdrawn 5 days out of seven. Okay, I'll start there,
right,
and then we'll kind of cycle our way through with American Idol, and also, oh, we did put our new pictures, the ones we took yesterday of ourselves, on that website.
New results?
New results.
No doubles at all.
Oh, really? No doubles at all? That's awesome.
Huh. No doubles, and we will have the pictures up on our website after we announce it.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, it's MyHeritage.com, where we scanned our publicity photos.
Good.
Found out the celebrities we most resembled by percentage. And then we took candid snapshots in the studio yesterday,
mm-hmm,
so that they weren't like posed publicity pictures, and we have the celebrities that we most resemble again.
I did an experiment on MyHeritage, and I put in a headshot of Elvis Presley, who has got a fairly famous face.
Of course.
And it matched him.
Huh.
With Roy Scheider. And Elvis Presley.
Just Roy Scheider?
Roy Scheider and then Elvis Presley.
That's
yeah.
great.
77% match with himself.
So, yeah, a picture. That was a question somebody, I think, had yesterday.
Yes.
Put in a picture of a celebrity to see who it says the celebrity mentioned. So was Elvis number one or number two?
It came in second.
That's funny.
Elvis number two.
I bet that could happen with every celebrity.
I could imagine having a few beers and running a lot of pictures through.
Oh, absolutely.
It could happen.
So we'll start there. Buzz, the good news for you is that...
Did you run Kathleen Turner through and see if it spit out Buzz Burbank?
She is not on Buzz's list.
That's a relief.
But you do have...
A lot of women?
Just one.
Oh, just one.
Just one.
Did I get any women this time?
Nope. Neither did I. Neither did Rob. Let me see. Ardinger has... This is Ardinger here.
This is Ardinger.
He has two. Huh. And Johnny Norman, Yanni, our web guy and all-around good guy,
right.
has one.
One woman.
One. I'll tell you, I think right now... And probably the person, based on the picture that they have that came up when you did the thing, the person that won't be the most upset, probably be you, Mike.
Oh, good. Okay.
Probably
I'm looking forward to that.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. You know, I was
based
not,
on the picture.
Yeah, and I was not pleased.
Hmm.
For a variety of reasons.
Well, the first guy don't count. I told you nobody's. Okay, here's Rob's first guy. I'll give you this.
Okay.
Right. I've never heard of him. Tony Chiu?
Yeah, he is the leading Korean film star.
Tony Chiu. Tony Chiu.
Well, you can understand Rob's concern.
That's great.
But that was tied with a much better-known All-American
yes.
movie star.
Okay. All right. Very good.
They were both at
70. So everybody today has different results.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
I like that.
Yes, we do. So we'll do that.
And I'm looking forward to getting upset.
We'll start the... I don't think you get out of your mind upset.
You don't know me that well.
You just make a noise.
I might just really have a total meltdown.
He's so vain.
I walked into that party.
I'm just thinking, though, about the picture that they have. That's probably...
Now, when you say the picture, see, I haven't seen this website. So when you put our scan picture, then it shoots out the pictures of the celebrities?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay. You can compare them.
The picture of the celebrity that they say you most resemble,
yeah.
It has been in a... here's your hint. Has been in a string of major... hit motion pictures.
Yeah, huge.
Wow.
That's all I'll tell you.
Oh, that's great.
Could be anybody.
Well, a string. I mean, you're talking about a series here. You're talking about,
Eddie Murphy?
Know, no, had a lot in a row, like, on the same topic. Like, Star Wars.
Yeah. You know, well, I was thinking of the Eddie Murphy series, you know, that he did. The Beverly Hills Cop.
No.
I mean, where it's an actual movie, and then they make like eight or nine movies based on the same movie book.
Peter Sellers.
A franchise. No, it's you know what you're doing now?
What?
You're doing that thing where I should.
Ah! That's
how you're doing. I get what you're doing.
Oh, I know. Robert Englund.
Robert Englund. Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All for me. All for you, Mike.
Cake. I didn't expect cake. It's delightful.
Everybody want to tease? You
yes.
just want to tease like the last person on your list that you most look like?
A tease?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because everybody's got at least five.
Yeah, all right. The last person you don't have the pictures of.
What?
You have like the top four. So the last person is not even going to be one.
Okay, so who's the last person? Tell
me. For John Norman, his last match at 53% is Pete Sampras.
Okay, the tennis player.
Mm-hmm. Joe Ardinger's last match at 54% is Winston Churchill.
I've always said.
Rob's last match at 64% is Russell Crowe.
Oh, God.
I've never said.
Wow. Buzz's last match at 53% is George Peppard.
Wow.
Mike's last match at 47% is Joe Lieberman.
Oh, no. I don't like that at all.
That doesn't sound right.
My last match at 46% is Josh Hartnett.
That's
the faggot cowboy.
No, he's not a cowboy. He looks like the faggot cowboy.
Oh, yeah. He's not? He's not from...
No, that would be Heath Ledger or Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, what is he? What gay movie is he from?
He was in an army movie.
Yeah, he's another pretty boy.
He was in, I think, that movie with Gyllenhaal and Jamie Foxx, wasn't he?
Okay. All right. Well, whatever. That's just the bottom.
Joe Lieberman. Well, you know what? Color me the big loser on that one.
Yeah.
Joe Lieberman.
Hello.
Sorry,
there.
Mike.
Don and Mike show. Not even really the show yet. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down. Haven't we had this discussion daily about this
moon
time?
Cycle? Moon cycle.
Yeah.
Are you being followed by the moon cycle? Cat Stevens?
Moon cycle, moon cycle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And if I am...
Hey, that website, can Jeez. Anybody go on there and get a comparison, or is that just...
No, you have to be a celebrity to do it.
You have to be a trained radio professional.
You got to be a celebrity. Okay?
That's site right now, at least
It's not for regular folk like you.
Only open to disc jockeys right now.
Ah, okay.
And celebrities.
Hey, I saw James Gandolfini on Crimson Tide, and he kind of had a little bit of Tony in him in that part in that movie.
He was a bad guy in that movie, too.
Thank you, Roger.
Yeah,
he was the guy that backs up Gene Hackman.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger.
I love your show, man. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Mr. Ebert.
Bye!
Remember, there's a great look that James Gandolfini has in Crimson Tide when they all bring their guns out, and I think that Hackman hits Denzel Washington, and they cut to James Gandolfini with this like little smirk on his face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, evil guy.
All I know about Crimson Tide is, well, is it Vito, or if it, what's the guy's, who's the studly guy?
It's Viggo Mortensen.
Oh.
Viggo.
Oh.
Viggo?
Viggo.
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo all the way.
Yeah.
Yes, Viggo.
Weps. He plays Weps.
Wasn't he also
in Crimson Tide? I don't know why I remember.
You're a little anal about that movie.
Yeah, I am.
Wasn't he also in that movie, that great movie, an awful remake, but I really dug it, with Michael Douglas and Gwyneth Paltrow, where Michael Douglas hires him to kill Gwyneth Paltrow, and she ends up finding out that Michael Douglas is behind it.
I think that is Viggo.
And she shoots his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know what she named her kid, her new kid? Yeah, she got the one kid Apple. And I know you're going to think it's like Banana or something.
Moses, right?
Yeah, she named it Moses. But not for the reason you think. Not because like she's biblical or anything. Uh-huh. Moses is a Coldplay song.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of tacky.
I know. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's like if Jerry Reed was to name one of his kids Amos. Amos Moses.
Amos Moses.
I said, Amos. All right, we'll be back, everybody, to start.
This is the Don and Mike Show.